So in the first stage, just opening out to our experience as it is right now. Imperfect, disappointing, confusing, interesting, whatever it is. Is there a clenching going on in the toes, buttocks, stomach, face? In what way are we resisting what's going on right now? releasing all the tension around the views we have about who we are and what we should be experiencing. And calling to mind a friend. Just allowing their presence to be quite vivid and alive. How does our resistance show up in this relationship? The subtle dukkha between us. Maybe in terms of habits or expectations or disappointments, even betrayal. In what way do we cling to them that creates the dukkha? breathing in the dukkha of friendship. Breathing out contentment and freedom. Whatever you're experiencing right now is happening all over the world. Just opening out to that. Calling to mind a neutral person, someone with whom we don't have much interest or much information. Maybe someone on the retreat. So what's showing up right now? Are we able to stay with our experience of that person? Are we just sliding off it? Boredom, distraction, proliferation of thoughts. How is our resistance showing up right now? Is there anything about our experience that's particular to us? calling to mind a person we find difficult. Here the resistance is strong and habitual. Just breathing in the whole dynamic between the two of you. The tension of resisting what is actually happening. We don't want it. We don't like it. And you just open to the other person. Just having that quality of release. How does that change the perception of that person? This experience of resistance, of aversion, fear, blame, all of them arising in other parts of the world. and now calling to mind all sentient beings everywhere, life itself. So turning towards life, solidarity with life. All around us, everywhere, within us and outside of us, craving and hatred arising as resistance to the universe, as resistance to experience. And seeing all of it with the eyes of compassion, patience, openness, understanding. Breathing in the dukkha of samsara, breathing out our willingness to be there,